Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
For the past month or so, we've been noticing robins and flickers gathering in small groups on our lawn, fields, and roadsides. This seems to be one of those summer will soon be over signs, like the cricket and katydid songs, the cooler nights, and the yellowing leaves. We decided to look more closely at this fall behavior of the American robin and ask some questions about their migration south. Jim, can you explain how these flocks of robins that we're seeing form?
Well, when a brood of baby robins fledge, they're taken care of by both parents for a few days. When the female starts incubating the next clutch of eggs, the male continues to take care of the first brood. At nighttime, he leads them to a well-sheltered stand of trees or shrubs to sleep. Other male robins are also leading their babies to this area, which is called a roost. The young birds get used to sleeping in a flock, and when the new eggs hatch, the father leaves his older babies to help feed and care for the new nestlings. The older babies are fine on their own, hanging out with the other fledglings. They learn that being in flocks is normal. Robins are territorial on their summer breeding territories, but not at their roosts nor in feeding areas. Flocking is a behavior that serves robins well when it's not breeding season. Advantages to being in flocks are that more eyes can search for food sources, and more eyes and ears can be watchful for predators. Pat, do all robins migrate in the fall?
Well, robins are a migratory species, but their migration is far more complicated than simply a shift southward. There seem to be a great deal of variation in how far they go and where they spend winter. Males are far more likely to remain in the north than females for some very good reasons. Come spring, the male's main job is to find and defend a territory. The female's main job is to create and lay the eggs. This requires a lot of good nutrition and food energy, so females go where they're sure of good food supplies in winter. Yes, they have to use up food energy to migrate north, but migrating and laying eggs are easier for well-nourished birds. Jim, when does this migration of robins happen?
In October, robins start adding down feathers to improve their insulation for winter. Also, summer food supplies have diminished, and although there are still plenty of berries around to eat, robins get seriously on the move in October. Freezing temperatures lock them out from their favorite foods, earthworms, juicy caterpillars, and other insect food. Robins switch their diet to fruit in winter, but there isn't enough fruit in the north to feed them. They molt just before they're about to migrate south so that they'll have fresh feathers for their flight. These fresh feathers can also be very good for insulating them from the winter cold. Robins start molting their flight feathers in mid-June and have finished molting them by early September. They molt their body feathers from late July into October. One by one, each feather is pushed out by a new one. Pat, where do the robins go in winter?
As temperatures grow milder due to climate change, more robins may winter further north, including our area. But the ones that leave don't wind up in the same area, since robins are nomadic, meaning they wander irregularly because of weather and food patterns. The same individual robin may winter one year in Texas, one year in Florida, and one year in Wisconsin. You just never know with robins. Robins aren't like some birds, especially neotropical migrants, that maintain winter territories. When one food source becomes depleted in winter, a robin flock will move to another place. The only time robins are sedentary, remaining in one fixed place for weeks at a time, is during the nesting season when they're in their territories. And interestingly, when they return in the spring, robins often find their way to the exact backyard they nested in year after year. So, we'll soon say goodbye to most, but perhaps not all, of our robins in October. But we'll look forward to their cheerful songs and the welcome sight of them hopping about next spring. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders of the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society, and we're For the Birds.